We've all been supposed to be sheltering in place, but a lot of people have questions about what that means for going outside. Here to talk about the do's and the don'ts is KALW science reporter Marissa Ortega Welch.
In the Bay Area, we love going outside, and people are still flocking to San Francisco's Ocean Beach or Oakland's Lake Merritt.
I think all of us are going a little stir crazy.
This is Dr. Sujan Patel from UCSF.
The idea behind this is you can go outside, you can go on that hike, and okay, as long as you're being very responsible about it. Maintaining your distance, not touching surfaces, washing your hands, not touching your face as much as possible.
Also, only going out alone or with the people in your household. Avoid crowds. I live alone, so I asked him, can I organize a hike with one friend on Friday, another on Saturday, and a third on Sunday? He says, not unless I can guarantee that I'll stay 6 feet away, that I won't carpool, and won't touch anyone. No hugging.
Just think in general, the less people together, the better.
And most importantly, if you're sick, stay home.
If you're really strict and conscientious about that, I think you can feel okay and at peace that you're not contributing to the problem. I don't think we're going to be totally able to lock down people into their houses for however many weeks this is going to take.
It's tricky. We do need to maintain social distance, but we also need to be outside and active for our health.
We want to make this thing sustainable. The more people take it seriously and keep each other honest, the better chance we have of success here.
In San Francisco, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch for KALW News.